Hello.
Hello, my name is Robert from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions. Your opinion is very important. You have a few minutes? Thank you. Is your zip code 55406?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth, if you don't mind? What is the year of your birth, if you don't mind?
1986.
Thank you, sir. What race are you? White, Black, or African American? Mixed, American Indian or Alaskan Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Mixed.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma? High school diploma, graduate diploma, or equivalent? Some college
college
degree? Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction on which the community is heading? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things on your community, do you expect things to get better or worse on the next year? Much better, somewhat better, stay the same, somewhat worse, much worse.
Unsure. Maybe the same, somewhat better, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Affordable quality housing, access to quality education, access to good jobs, productive or reproductive or maternal health, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality healthcare, public safety, including gun violence, climate changes in environment, rising cost of living, criminal justice and policy reform.
Affordable housing, public safety, healthcare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anytime, on any point you want me to repeat them, I'll be more than glad to do it, okay? What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Community-led violence prevention initiatives. Alternative first respond to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts. Statewide, increase police presence, increase gun control statewide, decrease police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals.
Increase police presence. What were the other ones?
Community-led violence prevention initiatives, alternative first respond to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increased gun control statewide, decreased police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals.
More employment opportunities for former incarcerated individuals.
Okay, thank you. One more please, if you can.
Welcome.
I'm going to repeat them again. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increased gun control statewide, decreased police presence.
Increase gun control statewide.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well on your community. Neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, support for victims of crime, drug and substance abuse preventions, juvenile justice programs, law enforcement programs, mental health support services, gun control measures.
Can you read them one more time?
Sure. Neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and
reintegration.
Mm-hmm. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, support for victims of crime, drug and substance abuse prevention, juvenile justice program, law enforcement programs, mental health support services.
Juvenile justice programs.
Thank you, sir. Let me move on. Okay, what are some public safety solutions that your community have used? Which of the following do you believe will work on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best on your community. Reducing traffic stops for no emergency violations. Culturally specific community healing practices. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Diversifying police ranks. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Increasing civilians' oversight of police and other public safety programs.
The first two.
Okay. One more.
All right.
Funding to support family of victims of community and police violence, diversifying police ranks, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, increase civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs.
Increase oversight.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. School safety and security, parental involvement and support, access to educational resources, special education programs, access to technology, quality of teachers.
Access to technology.
Mm-hmm. Quality teachers, a diverse range of free, affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, up-to-date school facility and infrastructure, diversity of teachers.
School infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Diversity of teachers, Black-centered curriculums.
What was the last one?
Black-centered curriculum.
That one, too.
Okay. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. I strongly agree. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community rather than solely pushing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice program in schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat support. Thank you. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in a school setting. Do you support or oppose or the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools? And strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers on Minnesota school to use restraints such as chokeholds on students? Strongly support, somewhat
support.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree on the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than other students of other races. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two of the options that will help you the most. More opportunities to promotions and raises. Support building a strong professional network. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Help acquiring valuable job skills. Death reduction, help starting or maintaining a business.
Help learn valuable job skills.
Mm-hmm. One more, please.
Okay.
More opportunities to promotion and raises. Support building a strong professional network. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Financial literacy sources to reach financial goals. I'm sorry, debt reduction.
More resources.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following will most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Increase statewide subsidizing housing. Increase income-based housing programs. Subsidizing public transportation. Increase rental assistance programs. Universal health care. Universal basic income. Increase food assistance programs. Increase home ownership programs.
Increase home ownership programs. Universal income.
Thank you. That's two. Thank you. Which of the following are most important traits that you look for in a neighborhood to live in? Please select up to three traits the most important to you. Friendly and supportive neighbors. Neighbors who look like me. Convenient.
Friendly and supportive neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Convenient public transportation options, affordable housing options, access to park or natural spaces, access to good schools, safe and secure surroundings, walkability, employment opportunities nearby.
Safe
and secure surroundings? Ah, yes. Employment opportunities. Okay, no problem. Okay, let's move on. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people on your community to buy their homes? Please select up to two the most helpful initiatives. Teaching people about home ownership. Building more middle and low income housing. Repossessing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing home, making house more energy efficient to save on utilities.
Making houses energy efficient to save on utilities. rent control.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Are you married or married living with a partner? Single, separated, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live on your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
1.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent, student?
Part-time.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or another country? I was born in the United States. I was born in another country.
United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Both were born in the United States. One was born
in
another country.
Born in the United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote on 2020 general election for president? Or were you unable to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican? Someone else? Not eligible.
Someone else.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural? How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Last year, in 2022, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, over $250,000.
What was the first one?
Less than $24,000.
Less.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wait,